Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Eye has not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. We apply that to heaven, and that's true enough. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. So he's not talking just about that. He's talking about what we're talking about this morning. These are things the natural man cannot figure out or understand. That's why so many people will take this Bible and try to understand it with their intellect. And you're going to make a mess and go in all kinds of directions. We need God to open up the reality of what this book is about. Amen. Praise God. All right. Thank God. I believe he's doing that, don't you? Amen. All right. So the mystery of his will, wisdom and understanding, he made known as the mystery of his will, what he planned, not what men planned, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Praise God. There's going to come a day on God's calendar, it's already set, and there's not a thing the devil can do about it, when everything is going to be complete. We will be gathered to him. Our very bodies will be changed, and that's identified in Romans with this adoption, when he's going to say, this is what I have been doing. This is what this entire age has been about. It's gathering and preparing a family to live with me and to share my glory forever and ever. Praise God. Man, is that something to get involved in and to say, Lord, that's what my life is about? It sure is. Okay? All right? So you've got this fulfillment to bring into unity, all right? In him, in Christ, we were also chosen, having been predestined, our destiny established ahead of time. What? According to or based on the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Boy, you got a lot of important words there. You've got his will, his power, all of that, but the purpose, the sense of this is what it's about, but I'm not just sitting there, I'm saying I got this purpose, but I don't know how to do it. He's got a plan. His plan involves us being here this morning together. It's something he's thought about and seen. Do you know that God has already seen this service? He knows exactly what's going to happen. And he knows who's here. He knows what your need is. What a great and awesome, amazing God we serve. But to think about how Paul is able to talk about this as something has been done. It's already happened. And yet here we are experiencing the outworking of something that is so real, so certain, that it is as certain as if it's happened. Wow, that's amazing. Just aren't these things something to meditate on? Folks, go to this passage. You remember the movie Overcomer, how critical this passage was to that movie and to that young lady finding out who she really was. Do you ever get to the place where you think, I'm nobody? I don't matter. Oh, poor me. I just can't get it right. And all the things that the devil will plant in our minds to make us think we're nobody. You're not nobody to him. That's one of the things I believe he's talking about. You know, we talked last week about the body of Christ and how everyone is a member and everyone contributes. Everyone is meant to be a vessel through whom he manifests himself to bless others. You matter. I don't care who you are and how the devil wants to make you think of yourself. So many people have been through terrible things in their lives and it's scarred them on the inside and they think, oh, that's just proof that I'm worthless. You're worth everything to him. Do you know what? You want to know how much value you have to him? Look at the cross. Look at the price that was paid. Look at the love that was shown. That wasn't just shown to this vague multitude of people. That was shown to you. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to get encouraged here in a minute. What words? Chosen, predestined, plan, purpose, will. All those things in one verse. What a powerful verse. So to what end? Where is he going with this? In order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. So he did all this to set something in motion. He's wanting to produce something in and through us. Okay, so you see where the laying of a foundation that all has to do with God and his plan and his purposes, but now he wants us to step into that, and because of that, we can be something that we are definitely not as natural human beings. It lifts us out of that realm and says, wait a minute, I've got a whole different life planned for you. Okay? Now, you come back, you step back into time, and he says, and you also were included. You want to be included today? You want to be included in what he's talking about? You were included when you heard the message of truth, the gospel or the good news of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Wow. I mean, you could take every word in that almost and just focus on it. But I see the wisdom of God in laying such a foundation for us. Folks, if we can't stand on that, there's no point in telling people how to live. Because I can't do it. It's not in me to do any of that. But boy, can God reveal to me this incredible plan and purpose that's going to happen? And then say, are you going to live your life in a temporary world for your own lusts and purposes? Is that going to be your choice? I'll tell you what your destiny is. You're going to perish. But when I show you what I have done and I call you to put your trust in me, that is a point of surrender. That is when my life no longer becomes mine, it becomes his. And then what he does when he cleanses, when the work begins in my own heart through the gospel and I surrender to that, then he comes in and lives by his Spirit and gives me a new heart and a new life. And then what is my life's purpose after that? Is it just to do my own thing or stick the ticket to heaven in my back pocket and just live my life like other people? No, you see where Paul and where the Lord's going with all of this. And you see where Paul, I mean, he has such a trouble expressing himself. He can't find a period for most of these statements. They just go on and on and on and on because there's so much to it. And he's just caught with the reality of this and the deep desire in his heart to convey this to the people. My God, do you have any idea who you are and what you have? Because if we don't really get that, everything else kind of is a struggle, isn't it? Anybody here been struggling? Yeah. In a lot of ways, we all do. But oh, even in that, God shows us his mercy because he wants us to let go and let God have his way. You know, I was thinking so much Wednesday morning, I had some wonderful thoughts that had to do with just relaxing my life in his hands and letting go. And then lo and behold, it seemed like over and over and over again, that theme came up in the gathering on Wednesday evening, and I just sat there and listened and said, boy, this is just exactly what I've been thinking about. But isn't that what the Lord wants for us? To enter into his purpose, to live for the very reason we were created, to understand that. And you see where Paul is going. That's what he's longing to convey. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Thank God. Remembering you in my prayers, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why? So that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. You realize if you're one of his people, that's what he's glorying in. God's excited. We're the ones who get all bogged down, but God's just anticipating. There's something in his heart of love that thinks about you and says, I just can't wait. I know what I'm doing. I know where this is going. Oh, I just want them to understand so they can live a happier, more victorious life. Take the struggle out of it. My God, help us. He is, isn't he? All right. And in his incomparably great power, no way to compare his power. I don't care what the devil does, God's got the final word. But his incomparably great power is not just so we can say, wow, it's for us. Do you need God to do something in your heart? I do. I need him to do a whole lot of stuff. Can he handle it? You think he's got enough? Yeah. Incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Remember, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Go therefore. So you see the gathering of the proclamation of the kingdom, the good news of what God had done through Christ, and the gathering of a family. All authority is behind it. In heaven and earth, he sits there, he reigns. It's not like he's sitting in a chair somewhere, but it's a symbolic picture of absolute authority. You know, God allows many things in our lives. But every one of them, we know, has a reason and has a purpose behind it. It's to set us free from the old and to bring in the new, to bring us to a place where we are more ready to trust him, to believe his promises, and to grow up in him. Everything is already orchestrated to the end that he has absolutely declared. Thank God. So it's far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. These people had come out of heathen darkness, and they were people who invoked the names of Zeus and Apollo and all these heathen gods. Well, you forget about them. There's one name. His name is Jesus. He has all authority in heaven and earth. That's the only name that matters. And God placed all things under his feet.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.